It's Sunday, and it's the 19th of April up here at Loch Loy, near the holiday park, by the beautiful Moray Firth. It's about half past nine. No, actually, I think it's well after that. I think it's approaching ten. We had a great sleep last night again. Wonderful sleep. Which is making all the difference, because you just feel so rested when you get up in the morning. The thing about that is I think we're behind most people. Like, most people have already got up this morning. But then again, some of them are departing today, which is probably the ones that's come up for the Friday and Monday weekend and having to go home today because they've got work or school commitments for, tomorrow morning. But anyway, yes. It's a very, very grey morning. A total contrast from the past couple of days. But at least it's fine and dry. So that's a bonus, or a positive if you like, if not a bonus. But certainly very, very grey. Yesterday, oh my goodness me, I'm going to say, the most glorious day of the year. We got our way, our long run that we had planned, the one we normally do away along the east Aberdeenshire coast. Or the north east Aberdeenshire coast, I should say. We hit Forres. Forres is a beautiful little place with gorgeous park, gardens, and amazing pieces of history. I did quite a bit on Forres. I recorded something last year. I may dig that out for this year rather than try and do the whole thing again. But yeah, a beautiful, beautiful place to visit. And from there we went to Elgin, which is a much larger town. It's about 10-12 miles after Forres. Beautiful drive on this northern road. And spent about, I guess, maybe an hour and a half in Elgin. In fact, actually, I don't think we did spend that much time in Elgin. But it was so busy. I guess it was a Saturday and the weather was glorious. And from there we drove on to Fockabersh, where we traditionally we go into Baxter's soup place, the big factory where they produce all the wonderful soups. But they have a wonderful big restaurant there where you can get your selection of soups from, not the tin, delivered, probably piped over from the factory. And then you can have big pancakes that's made in front of your eyes. You can have those with ice cream or all kinds of wonderful stuff on top. We just had the soup with the bread roll. That was that does us nicely. The pancakes only baggy up, and I think they charge about £4 for a pancake with ice cream on top. It is about 10 inches across, mind you, so I guess. we drove on from there. As soon as we leave Fockabers, we don't stay on the big road, immediately turn off into Spey Bay, and that's you into the what they call the coastal scenic route east, and down through Spey Bay and out through Port Gordon, Banff, and Bucky, Macduff, where we pick up the apple pie. Unfortunately, the best apple pie in the country is now closed forever. We found out yesterday. We thought it was just been closed because it was Saturday afternoon. We found out it's actually gone completely. Now, there's not a lot in Macduff to start with. Honestly, there's very little in Macduff. But with no baker shop, now there's absolutely nothing in Macduff. It's still a fishing port, of course. But then we headed on through Port Soy and right out to Pennon, Local Hero. Most people will relate that to Local Hero, the film. And had their usual picnic down on the, right down on the side of the, I say beach, but it's all pebbles. But it's a gorgeous place. The sun was out, as I said, all day yesterday, so Pennon looks absolutely glorious when it's like that. And we had a wee picnic, listening to the waves come in, and just absolutely wonderful. And then drove back and had our ice cream, our massive big cones of ice cream at Port Soy on the way back. Got back here, drove back with the sun in our face all the way back home to the Nairn, and it was just so gorgeous. So yesterday was a magical day. You get the weather, it's a bonus, but when it's your big long run that you're hoping and praying to get really good weather with, then that makes it just all the more magical. So yesterday was a tremendous day. We didn't settle back into the caravan until about, it's after 7 p.m. last night. And basically just sat and reflected on the day. Great stuff. Today, lazy day. Not a lot planned for today. Stay local. Chill out, as they say. We'll have dinner in the caravan and go for a walk along the beach, along the north, or I should say the western shore from the harbour in there. And just have a really lazy day, a lazy Sunday, and that'll do us fine. Right, so I had recorded something yesterday, but I tried to do it covertly with Mary, but I forgot that the two dangly binaural buds were knocking off each other as I was walking, so it was like, you can hear the audio okay, but it was also chink, 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 chink. Oh my god, what am I like? Anyway, I'll be trying again through the week. Hopefully I'll have a better effort this time. It was a bit rushed. Anyway, short time, I think. And, as I said, just a lazy day this Sunday. Having a great time. Sounds like something you write in a card, isn't it? Having a great time. Wish you were here. Well, I do. I wish you were all here. I wish you were all in caravans round about us. We could all meet up and go for a walk along these beautiful beaches. Okay, bye for now.